This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed diverse national security related issues with top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. Attending the second day of the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for debate and deliberations today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who inaugurated the conference yesterday, was also present during the discussion, along with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Union Home Secretary Gobind Mohan. The Directors General and Inspectors General of Police of different states and union territories presented a roadmap of their respective states and union territories for tackling challenges relating to crime control, law and order management. The Prime Minister, who arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening, will also attend the conference tomorrow on its last day. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said the centre is focusing on aligning academic education with industrial demand to create greater employment opportunities for Indian youth. Addressing the second convocation of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya, the country's first logistics university in Vadodara, the minister expressed confidence that the university will be among the top 10 universities in the country within the next 5 years. Mr. Vaishnav lauded the university's efforts in creating industry-ready manpower, not only in the logistics sector, but also in various emerging fields such as semiconductors and town planning. He also announced plans to merge the National High Speed Rail Training Institute with Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya. 239 students from various streams were awarded degrees at the convocation. Union Minister Vaishnav, who was on one-day visit to Gujarat, also visited the bullet train track slab manufacturing facility at KIM in Surat and reviewed its operations. Talking to media at KIM, Mr. Vaishnav said that in the coming years, this facility will prove extremely beneficial to various future construction projects in the country. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program today. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said, "Women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. Earlier, the finance minister held discussions with women members of self-help groups, especially Jivika Didi, who were exhibiting their products, including agri products. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on 5th December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to media, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition comprising the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party NCP secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the Constitution's guiding principle has to emanate from the preamble, which is a great unifying force and helps a larger democracy making the boldest of decisions. The Vice President said this while addressing the special session of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in Itanagar today. Cyclone Fenjal, prevailing over the southwest Bay of Bengal, made its landfall on the coast of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry this evening. The process of the landfall began between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry at around 5:30 p.m. In the Syed Modi India International Badminton Tournament, top Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles final in Lucknow. In the semi-finals, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8, 21-14. Lakshya will take on Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Day in the title clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.